Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hang out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joyce Weiss is here. Joyce is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the corporate energizer. She helps people like you and me, companies like yours and mine, to put our best foot forward in the marketplace, especially in the area of management. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life, and she's our good friend, Joyce Weiss. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Good to have you here. Good to have you back. You know, Joyce, I was telling the audience before you got here that in another life I worked for Sears.
Mm-hmm.
Back when Sears was the dominant retailer on the planet, and they had a model of pulling together part-timers and full-timers. In the company, managers and employees, salespeople, managers, delivery people, whatever. They had a way of roping everybody in to have a good time. And before, I mean, almost once a week, even if there wasn't some kind of a special thing going on, like a special sale or some kind of promotion or whatever, at least once a week before we opened, the store manager would get us all together. And somebody will have worked up a skit the week before. I mean, they'll have people working on little skits and do little presentations. And we'd have a great time. We get to know each other. We get to see who's talented and who's just funny and who's funny for not being talented. And it was the most incredible camaraderie I've ever experienced outside of the military.
Well, that's a smart, obviously that was smart management.
And that was how they became so strong.
Sure.
Yeah. So how do we capture that? I called it lightning in a bottle. How do we capture that lightning in a bottle for our organizations?
Well, when I make the following comment, the managers in my audiences usually just sit up really straight. When I say that it's not up to managers for the morale of the company, and they look at me and say, hey, I think I like what you just said, but tell us more. I'm being very serious that it's up to everybody to get that lightning going. And yes, of course, leaders, they have to do their part. But if you've got a negative person sitting next to you and they're driving you crazy, then you have to take care of that. I think this is a huge piece that's missing in corporate America today, that a lot of people, the majority of people, that the employees think that's always up to the big guys or gals, and it is absolutely not. If something's wrong, you take it to manager. If you don't have a manager that is that believes in morale or only believes in the bottom line, you got to figure out HR, somebody. But you can't just sit on low morale. Otherwise,
so
it's going to get worse.
So give us a specific example. Are you saying that if an employee is not seeing something that's negative, they should not just live with that? They should do something about it?
Absolutely. I mean, not only are you going to feel better that you at least did something about it, and it's not just the same status quo every day, same muck that you're, you know, sitting next
right.
to, you can also get the respect that maybe you deserve to
but
have.
But you said it's up to the employees, but the truth is, if the employees don't believe that the managers or the top people are willing to listen, then nothing's going to get reported. So it's got to come down. The open door, metaphorically or literally, it's got to come down from the top.
Yeah, and then it's up to you to decide. If you work in an environment where they don't believe in morale and they only believe in bottom line and they don't treat the team well, then it's up to you to decide what you have to do.
Right.
Whether it's reporting or whether it's looking somewhere else.
Looking for something else.
Well, I mean, which I don't advocate, of course, in this time, but the main thing to me is, and this with a little different twist, it's still the ownership of all of us to do this.
Well, this is something I talk to my people about all the time, and I've talked on the show many times about, is everybody needs to take ownership of their own assignment and their own environment.
Absolutely.
And, but still, there's got to be a healthy, respectful culture that's installed and promoted by the leadership. That has to be there for the person to feel that there's fertile ground for them to take ownership. Because I both have worked in organizations where you knew something needed to be fixed, but you didn't feel like you could fix it. You felt like you were fighting a losing cause.
And let me tell you something. Absolutely agree. And something very easy for the managers that are listening to us right now is that the HR, the Human Resources Association, they put out a study, and they found out that in order to get morale going, that employees want to know reliable information on where the company's headed, which is so important, and how their job fits into the total picture.
Right.
Those two things. So any leaders listening, if you can just, you know, get those two pieces of information out, if you haven't, that's a good start.
Well, for example, telling your truck drivers, look, you see our customers more than we see our customers. You see our customers every day. You're our eyes and ears on the ground. So how you behave is very important to the future of all of us. You have a very important job.
Yep, absolutely.
You're the person who answers your phone. You are the voice of this company. That kind of thing. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah. To have them feel really important and also have them say, hey, your job is important, like what we're talking about right now, and because we're headed towards this direction, we need you here. We feel that we could even grow you in your career, or you want to talk about morale, we'd like to grow you in your career. You need to work on these skills.
What about cross-training? Like having a salesperson ride with a truck driver, or have the purchasing agent go on a call with a salesperson, or something like that. Have a salesperson listen in on the accounts receivable person trying to collect money. What do you think about that?
I have always loved cross training because that's when people, number one, understand what other people do and how we all fit into the picture, and also that whatever conflict may have been between different departments, that really diminishes because all of a sudden they understand, oh, wow, you really go through a lot. Or they may say, you know, I like what you do better than me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see if maybe, if there's a position open.
Right.
So, cross-training is awesome.
Give us your website quickly.
JoyceWeiss.com.
All right. So that's WEISS. We'll come back. I'm going to get Joyce to talk to us about some questions we can ask that will increase the respect in the workplace. She's got those right after this break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.